24-7-30. That formula has changed my life and can change your life too, and I'm going to unpack it right now. What's up, guys? Nicholas Trevilian, a.k.a. Coach Nicky T, and welcome to another episode of the Triumphant Life Podcast. This podcast has the power to change your life, change your business, change your brand, and I am going to give you everything that I possibly can right now to help you freaking triumph and crush all of your goals and dreams. So what's the 24-7-30 represent? Something that I live by. It literally I wear it every single day. I got a wristband that says I am triumphant on the front, and on the back, my reminder, the 24-7-30 rule. Here's what it is. You have to win the next 24 hours, right? So this morning, turning of a page, it's a new month, right? New month, new me. That's absolute bullshit. I don't care if you're listening to this. The turning of the page, I'm on a new month, return of the week, it's a new Monday, or it's just some random ass Thursday. The 24-7-30 rule is this. You have to win the next 24 hours. And no matter anything that you want to do, you got to win the next 24 hours. The hardest part we all have, I have, you have, you've experienced this in the past, I know I have, is getting started. Let me just give you a hypothetical. Let's say you wanted to get fit. The hardest part is actually getting started. The hardest part is getting to the gym for the first time. That's the hardest part. That's what the 24 represents. The 24 represents win the next 24 hours. I'm going to use this episode as a way of helping you actually make progress. I think content is a waste of time. What I want you to do is get action from this content. So I want you to think about this. What could you do in the next 24 hours to get you one step closer to take action towards a goal? Now, I don't know what your goal is. Could be health and fitness, right? So what would that action in the next 24 hours be? Go on a run, go to a gym, eat clean, right? Stay away from McDonald's. That could be an action. And all you have to do is win the next 24 hours. Don't worry about the next 6 months. Don't worry about running the full marathon. Just win the next 24 hours. If you're looking at creating more content, record your first video. Record your first podcast. See, the art of getting started is something that will absolutely change your life. You can truly change your life in the next 24 hours. And here's why. The thing that you wish you would have done 6 months ago or 12 months ago or 2 years ago, you can tell the world, the universe, and yourself that, no, today I'm going to go do this. Again, back to that fitness analogy. Let's say you wanted to work out 6 months ago or eat clean 12 months ago. All you simply have to do is win the next 24 hours. We can't go back and change what's already been done, right? I wish I could go back and talk to myself. Like, looking back, would you look at your life and just go, okay, idiot. Like, if you're looking it out like a playbook, you're like, come on, man. Like, watch out for that, right? I wish I would have eaten cleaner 6 months ago. I know. I can already say that, right? Like, I know I would. But what I can do is control the next 24 hours. See, we get caught up in this game of like, I wish I would have done things differently. And that's fine. It's okay to reflect, right? It's okay to have hindsight and look back and use those as lessons. But what it's not okay to do is just live in that forever. Here's what I find. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Let's say you wanted to create content or do more video. You get caught up in this paralyzation of like, I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have done that. And what you're actually doing is you're looking backwards. You're driving, staring through the rear view mirror when you have amazing stuff ahead of you. Yes, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Like, we can't get in a time machine and go back and change that. And I want you to look at the goal that you have right now. Is that a health and fitness goal? Is that something you want to work on with your relationships? Is that something with your business, with your brand, with your sales calls, with your follow-ups? You know the thing that brought you here. I want you to think of that thing, that big ass goal, that fire goal that you want. Like, I call them fire goals because you're just freaking on fire for it. What is that thing? Then what could you do in the next 24 hours? That's what the 24 right here represents. To move you one step closer to that. You'd be shocked what going and running 1 mile today would do for you. You'd be shocked what recording one video or one podcast would do for you. See, here's why the 24-7-30 rule will change your life. You move from wanting to do to actually in the game doing. You move into the arena. And by you doing this for the next 24 hours, you're telling past you that no, new you's here, new you's in control, and that you mean business. So all you have to do is win the next 24 hours. See, we oftentimes get paralyzed, but looking at how far we have to go. Let's say you want to grow your bank account, you know, at $250,000. We get paralyzed by looking at, well, it'd be so many leads and so many sales calls and so many videos. Yeah, that's not going to change. But what you can do is do something in the next 24 hours. You could record one video, right? Hey, Nick, I want to lose 50 pounds. I know that sounds freaking like a lot of workouts. It's a lot of salads. It's a lot of meals. I understand that. A lot of meal prepping. But what you can do is just win the next 24 hours. So the 24 part of the 24/7/30 will completely change your mind. So what I am asking you to do right now is take action on that one thing you've been wanting to do. If you didn't do the 7 or the 30 part of that equation and you just did the next 24 hours, think about the power that you would have in your mind, in your heart, in your confidence by doing the thing that scared you so much, the thing that you've been wanting to do, talking about doing, researching doing, and you've actually done it. So this is some powerful stuff. And so if you win the next 24 hours, it starts to get you going. Then where the 7 comes in is you do the thing that you did in the next 24 hours and you do that for 7 more days. See, guys, we don't get what we want. We don't get what we dream about. We don't get what we, you know, we sit there in laws of attraction. I understand all that stuff. You get what you work for. You get what you do on a daily basis. Your daily habits, rituals, and routines is going to get you where you want to go. This isn't me talking to you. This is me having a conversation with you. I can't have the body of my dreams without what? Doing daily disciplines and doing them consistently, regularly over time. So you start the 24 hours, get you started, get you moving, okay? Then you do that same activity, that same action, that same daily discipline for 7 more days. Start 24 hours, and then you do 7 more days on top of that. Now, what happens, guys, is that one thing that you've been wanting to do. Let's say you wanted to start running more. I'll just use this as an example because it's so easy to wrap our heads around. I want to get more fit, Nick. I want to lose some weight. I want to get better in shape. Okay, cool. So I've been wanting to run 2 miles per day. Great. So if you go today and you go run 2 miles, it's going to take you 30, 45 minutes. The thing that you've been wishing you would do, right? Well, then if you go actually do that thing again for 7 more days, let's call it a mile a day. You've now ran 7 miles in 7 days when you hadn't done that in 90 days, 6 months, or a year combined. You get in your car right now and go drive 7 miles. It's freaking far. See, what happens is days start to add up. And we don't pay attention to it. Eating clean every single day, doing your calls every single day, videos every single day, you're not going to see it right away, but it's going to start to build momentum. Momentum's going to lead to a little bit of progress for yourself. Progress is going to build some confidence, and you're going to start to see, holy crap, I'm doing this. But you can truly change your life with the 24/7 part of this equation, because in 7 days, let's say you hadn't recorded a single piece of content in the past few weeks, past month, and you go and you record 7 videos in 7 days. You on day 8, looking back, are actually now a content creator. Powerful stuff. You have done it. You now have the confidence. You now have some momentum. You've learned some lessons. If you've ran, you know, you've got those workouts in. It's starting to feel good, but it's no longer scary. It's no longer the unknown because you got started. 24 gets you started today. 7 does it for one full week, okay? And then the 30, the 24/7/30, is you do that same habit or ritual for the next 30 days. What am I getting at? Nick, I want to run a marathon or I want to run, get more fit, right? Run a mile per day for 30 days. You run 1 mile per day. It might seem like 30 minutes. You on day 31, I want you to drive 30 miles and see how far that actually really is. 30 videos per day. I want you to see how many views you actually get. 30 follow-up emails, 30, you name it, right? 30 days of spending time on your hobbies, time with your family, time with your spouse. And watch what happens to your life, your business, your brand, your mindset, your confidence 30 days from now. See, the hard part is doing something consistently. They say it takes 21 days to build a habit. That's why this is the 30 part of the equation. You do the same thing every single day, daily habits, rituals, and routines. I had a gentleman come to me, wanted to make more money, wanted to lose some weight. We had him start this challenge that I'm gonna share with you right now, the 24/7/30 challenge. And he lost 22 pounds in the first month. By just eating clean, he just stopped doing the crappy stuff and started doing the other stuff. See, what we have to do is start doing more of the things that are going to make you the ultimate version of yourself and do more of those healthy habits, stop doing the bad habits, or continue on some of the good habits. That's the way that this works, right? So if you're already up and moving, you just got to continue on. And I think that that's the hardest part, is finding the things that work for us, that bring us results, but you're down the road, you're not going to see the results right away, right? Like, I could go back and show you a video, a clip, you know, like a reel or whatever that was up 5 months ago. And I'm just now getting results from it, just now landing clients from it. They say that it takes on average 30 days for your friends to notice and a lot longer for you to notice your transformations, which is so true. And that's why you got to do something regularly for 30 days. And when you do this regularly for 30 days, on day 31, you've done something that you weren't going to do before for 24 hours, then 7 days for 30 days. but you did it. See, the power of this 24/7/30 transformation is you're the one that's doing it. You're no longer thinking about it. You're no longer talking about doing it. You're actually doing it and continuing to do it for a month. So what could you do inside of the 30 days? Could you work out every single day for the next 30 days? Start doing that habit. Yeah. Could you stop doing something? Could you stop going to fast food? Could you stop smoking? Could you stop drinking? You could. Could you add a date night in every single day, or like a time with your spouse? You could. Could you add in certain things that you do for your business, for your brand? We just had somebody do a video per day. She's on day 7. She's up to like 5,000 views on her videos. 5,000 views. 5,000 people have seen her stuff. 7 days ago, she had 0 views. So where does that lead, right? Done day in and day out. So what could you start doing? I want you to start with something for the next 24 hours. What is that one thing that you could start doing in the next 24 hours? And it's going to be tough and it's going to be scary, but I want to share this with you. To do something you've never done, you have to do something you've never done. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to push you and grow you. That's what the whole art of the 24/7/30 is. On day 31, you will be a completely different human being than you were than when you started. Completely different. That's why I say you can absolutely change your life in 30 days, because you have fought with your inner demons and your battles of getting started. You've won the next 24 hours. Then you fought with the idea of staying consistent. You've done that for a week. And then you've done that for 30 days inside of all the temptation. You were tired. You were sore. You had every reason in the world to not follow through. And here's the way that the 24/7/30 works so well. You don't take a day off. There are no days off of your workouts. There are no days off of oh, well, I've been eating so clean. Let me go have a cheat meal. The way that the 24/7/30 works is you do that thing for 30 days. You keep doing it, you start doing it, or you stop doing it. Here's what I hear all the time. Well, Nick, I stopped drinking because I want to get, you know, more clear-headed and more fit and all the above, but we're going to Vegas, so I'm going to pause this and go on a bender for 4 days. That's not how this works. The idea is you have to set yourself up. You have to set your life up to be disciplined. You have to prolong these rewards, right? Like, yes, I want the ice cream sundae, but you committed to yourself. The big thing about the 24/7/30, guys, it's called the 30-day challenge, is you are committing to yourself for this. And you should be able and be willing to follow through on commitments that you make to yourself. But if you're so sick of the past, you're so sick of, I wish I would have started, then use this podcast episode as the universe's sign of telling you, dude, do that. Let's freaking go. I'm literally giving you a silver platter and an opportunity. Why? Because I know what it's like for me. The hardest part is getting started. And guys, I developed this program for myself. Like, let's say I haven't worked out for like a month or two, and I've ran through that where you got injured, you just got busy, whatever. The hardest part is like, dude, where the hell are my running shoes, right? Where are my workout clothes? And getting to the gym all uncomfortable, and it hurts and it sucks. But when you get up and moving and you get through that one initial day and you do it for 7 days, you're telling yourself that your goals matter. You're telling the universe that you mean business. Then when you do that for 30 days, it is absolutely a game changer. Again, guys, I cannot stress this enough. You can't go change the past. And some of you, myself included, there's a mistake that you made or something that you did wrong or something that you wish you would have done differently. Guys, we're human. These are learning lessons. And so one of my core values is always get back up. And I think that's where the 24 comes in for this equation for me, because no matter what you've done in the past, or you fuck something up, or like, oh shit, I screwed that up. Good. Hit the men in black zapper, black out, go again, start over, right? You get a blank slate. That's what inspired this episode. It's a blank slate. It's a turning of the month, right? I thought it was kind of a cool thing to have this conversation, but this could be the turning of a, like I said, it's a freaking random Wednesday and you're like, yes, that's freaking right. Let's go. And you start doing something today. You keep doing that for 7 days and you do it again for 30. And guys, on day 31, you have now gotten progress and your momentum is off the charts. That momentum is going to lead you to change. Change leads to transformation. And that's how you change your life. That's how you change your business. So many people run up to me and be like, dude, like I'm super motivated. Great. Take that motivation and do that motivation for 24 hours, then for 7 days, then for 30s. We don't get what we want. We don't get what we dream about. You get what you discipline yourself to do on a daily basis. It's funny. I just got an ad for AI and it said, use AI to get more fit. And I had a little chuckle out of it because I don't know about you. I'm not a rocket scientist here. Maybe you are. But getting fit probably requires some human to go do some sort of sweating and workout, right? So how the fuck is AI going to do that for you? It's not. There's not a magic pill that's going to record your content. And yes, you can use technology and streamline some stuff. Yes, you still have to show up and do your stuff on a daily basis. back to this AI for workouts. It was going to predict what workout you had to do. Yeah, but what they're not mentioning is you still have to do the workout and you still have to not go to McDonald's or eat the nachos or the cake as good as they might. You have to give, like, you have to not give in to the temptation and you have to stay strong. It's tough. That's daily disciplines. That's how change happens. And change happens when done 7 days in a row, 30 days in a row, another 90 days in a row, 6 months in a row, and 12 months in a row. And you'll look back 30 days, 6 months, 12 months and go, holy crap, look at what I've done. And it's very simple. You just start adding in the daily disciplines, habits, rituals, and routines that are going to get you ultimately where you want to go in any area of your life. So change happens. Progress happens by actually doing the work. I say this all the time. You can't outsource your pushups and AI ain't going to do your pushups for you. So stop researching the AI. Go for a run. Stop researching the best video editing app. Record a freaking video. And that's what I'm encouraging you and challenging you to do over the next 24 hours. Then continue that for 7 more days and do that for 30 more. So guys, this has been the 24/7/30 episode that I think this concept is so, so, so huge for you. And I was excited to share this with you. Hope this helps you. Guys, I got these wristbands printed up for everybody at a conference and people were asking me what that meant. And I wanted to share with you very sincerely what that means. The 24/7/30 has changed my life. It truly has changed my life. No matter what's happened in the past, no matter what you messed up on, no matter what you wish you would have done, you can't go and change that. What you can do is decide today, right here and now, to draw a line in the sand and start something today. That's where the 24 comes in. Then you can decide to continue on and do that for 7 more days. See, the hard part is getting up and going. But once you're up and going on those 7 days, guys, on day 8, you're going to look back and go, this isn't so hard. And then you continue on for another 30 days. And guys, when you do that, you will truly have changed your life. Standing there on day 31 after you've done a full 30 days. And I want to give you something as a tool to really help you guys. If you go to challengewithnickyt.com, challengewithnickyt.com, I'm going to give you a free login to my 30-day challenge course. Guys, it's the very first course that I ever created at the tail end of doing my own 24/7/30. See, guys, as a coach, as a content creator, I only share stuff that I've done in my life that I know has made an impact. Using this formula, I was able to lose 60 pounds, and it was a series of 30-day challenges back to back to back over about 3 or 4 months. And I was so inspired by the 30-day challenge, I recorded a course down at the exact trailhead in the cliffs where I had ran every single day and trained every single day to lose that weight. So you'll see the course. And guys, I touch in some stuff about limiting beliefs, drawing a line in the sand, what you really want. And I break down the challenge a little bit more so you can have that as my gift to you for tuning in. I used to charge for this course, $500. And something came over me one day to just give it away for free because I've had people's lives changed. It has saved lives. I'm not going to go into those stories on today's podcast, but we've had so many lives touched and changed because of the 30-day challenge. Go to challengewithnickyt.com and you can get your free login. It'll just ask for your name and email address, and then it takes you right to the course, right to the library. Gotta love some technology there. If this episode inspired you or you want to include somebody on your 30-day challenge, share this episode with them. Say, hey, I'm going to try this challenge. You can get them a login as well, and you guys could go through this together. You know, we have a group of people right now that are doing this, and they're holding each other accountable every single morning because it is tough, and it's nice to know that people are out there with you, and I want you to know I'm right there with you. I'm on the tail end of another 30-day challenge myself. I'm actually on day 86 right now of one of my own personal 30-day challenges. I stopped drinking, just to share with you guys a real personal story. I stopped drinking 86 days ago, and it was something I wanted to try. And it's hard to stop, right? Like you look at your past, man, I wish I would have stopped drinking months ago or whatever. And so all I had to do was not have a beer for 24 hours. And that was cool. And then all I had to do was not have a beer or a whiskey or a margarita, which that's my kicker. Margaritas at the pool here in San Diego. And all I had to do was that for 7 days and then another 30. And so I decided to continue on and I'm on day 86 of three 30-day challenges. And I'll tell you guys, it only started with 24 hours. What could you do in the next 24 hours to take action on your goals, whether that's an activity that you're going to start doing or stop doing or continue on? And like I said, you can go get the course there, have a friend join you. And I truly hope that this episode has impacted your life. More importantly, what I would love to see is as you're out starting your 30-day challenges, tag me in it on Instagram. It's @CoachNickyT. There is nothing that I love more than watching you get to the end of a 30-day challenge. And I'll promise you this, if you get to the end of your 30-day challenge and you tag me and say, Coach, I did it, I'm on day 31, I want you to DM me on Instagram. I got a special gift for you guys. Everybody that completes a 30-day challenge, I have something very, very special for you as my gift to you, as a badge of honor. Because guys, I know this, I'm not perfect, I'm far from it. And if you're listening to this, you aren't either. Life is a series of learning lessons, but I do know this, once you learn those lessons, I can choose to make a decision to build those habits moving forward. I don't claim to get it right the first time, but I claim to learn from that. And I think you would too. And so that's why I like the 24/7/30 is regardless of who you've been in the past, just hear me real quick and let's finish with this. Regardless of what you've done in the past, regardless of who you were, what you've been through, what mistakes you made, what accidents happened, what you can do is win the next 24 hours. You can get back up. You can start over. You can start fresh. Win the next 24 hours, continue on for 7 days, and then 30 more after that. And that, my friends, is the 24/7/30 rule. It'll change your life. I love you. I believe in you. We'll see you on the next one. Taking all of the contentment. Remember my name and all I became. The poor.